Time once again to hear from our listeners about their language pet peeves. We're joined by our language expert, Richard Lederer, who's at member station KPBS in San Diego. Okay, Richard, you ready to roll?
I love those radioactive grammarians. I'm ready to roll.
Our first listener is Scott Wiles from St. Louis, Missouri, or maybe I should say Missouri. He can tell me. Hi, Scott.
Hi, it's Missouri.
Thank you. So what's your gripe?
Well, my language pet peeve was when people, and I hear this on NPR a lot, I have to say, is when they say someone is going to try and do something. Like when they say Colin Powell is going to go to the Middle East and try and resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. When nothing further from the truth could be happening, he is going to try to resolve the conflict. And when you say try and, it sounds like both things are absolutely going to happen, and that's never the case.
Ah, so okay. It's actually more than just the fact that it's grammatically incorrect. You say it's actually changing the meaning.
Yes.
My problem with it, Lisa and Scott, is it seems to me illogical. For example, I'm going to try to hit that ball. It's sort of one thing, but to try and do it, it's as if I was going to try, and then I would do it. And that doesn't make any sense. So I think the and is illogical, Scott, although for a different reason. And I guess in informal speech, it is embedded. But in writing, I would stay away from try and I would try to write try to.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Scott Wiles from St. Louis, Missouri. And now we have on the line George Zinsmeister from Sunderland, Massachusetts. Hope I got all those right. Hello, George.
Hello.
You have a very interesting one. I think we may have gotten two other emails about this in the huge pile. This is about podium and lectern.
Yes. I often hear even seasoned reporters, I think even on NPR, use expressions such as the president is standing at the podium about to deliver his speech. Mm-hmm. The podium is the stage or platform, so the speaker stands on the podium but at or behind the lectern.
Whoa, this is an interesting one, Lisa, in that I'm going to agree with you and disagree with you, George. Lectern from Latin lectura, meaning to read, so the stand is the lectern. Podium from Greek podia, the foot, and therefore the podium is the little block on which a conductor stands, on which an athlete stands to get his or her medal. The stage is not the podium. The stage is the dais, that's D-A-I-S, or the rostrum, or the platform. So one crosses the dais, mounts the podium, and puts the notes on the lectern. Now, that having been said, those are the etymologies, but 90% of Americans now call what used to be a lectern, they now call it a podium. And when that many do it, it becomes a podium as well as a lectern.
Well, I thank you for that clarification.
Okay, George, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
George Zinsmeister from Sunderland, Massachusetts. And finally, we have Jeff Hall from Honolulu. And boy, does he have a doozy of a language pet peeve. This is thanks to a different generation. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us about your language pet peeve?
Well, my pet peeve has to do with slang. And when I was a younger fellow, we would use the word bag to take responsibility for something, as in, oh, that was my bag. But what I've noticed in my children is that they use the word bad, B-A-D. When they mess up, they'd say, oh, that was my bad. And I think that they've misunderstood what the original slang was. Instead of it being bag, meaning take responsibility, they've mixed it over with the other negative words that show up in slang today. And I wonder if you are familiar with the background.
Well, first of all, I remember the 60s, and I thought my bag meant that was my thing. That's the thing I'm interested in doing. That's my whatever, avocation. That's my bag. But that's completely different from...
Well, you could use it to also take responsibility for a mess-up.
Oh, I never knew that. See, I learned something new every day.
You didn't
what
mess
do you say?
Up as much as I did.
What do you say, Richard?
Well, Jeff, you know, we NPR people stick together, and I'm with Lisa, and my strong memory is my bag in the 60s meant just what Lisa says, it's my milieu, and there were other uses, too, as in I'm going to bag that, meaning I'm not going to do it, I'm going to put it in the bag. I haven't heard your use, Jeff, but in the 1990s, youth slang, teenagers started using my bad, meaning I have done something bad. And all I can say is slang changes from generation to generation. And you want to keep an open mind without having a hole in your head about it, Jeff. And in this case, it is perfectly appropriate for your child to be doing that.
What do you say, Jeffrey? Can you still communicate with your kids?
Okay, it was my bad.
Yo, way to go.
Sure.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye. Okay. Jeffrey Hall from Honolulu. Well, that's it for this edition of Language Pet Peeves. Thanks to all your listeners for writing. Keep them coming. Obviously, we can't talk about them all on the air, but our email address is watc@npr.org. And make sure you give us your home and work phone numbers so we can get in touch with you, and you might be on the air with Richard Lederer for our next installment of Language Pet Peeves. Thanks, Richard, once again. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Lisa.